Okay, we're going to do one last segment regarding Sfiras HaOmer, and that is about Chadash and Yashin. Just one point, I had said that this year, the leniency of taking a haircut before Shabbos and Lag BaOmer doesn't apply. I did not notice the calendar. This year, Lag BaOmer is a Sunday, and yes, haircuts and shaving would be permitted on Friday leading into Shabbos in order to honor the Shabbos and not disgrace it by going into Shabbos without the haircut and then on Lag BaOmer cutting the hair. So this year it will apply. Moving on to the next thing, Negeah to Sfiras HaOmer is something that has nothing really to do with the actual Sfira, but very much to do with the Karban HaOmer itself. There's a halacha in the Torah, chadash asim in haTorah, chadash, new grain from that year's crop is forbidden, min haTorah, deoraisa, to be eaten, to be used, whether it's made into a flour and baked into cookies, into cake, into bread, or whether you're toasting the grains or eating the grains even raw, new grains from that year's crop is forbidden until the Karban HaOmer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So again, the evening towards the first night of Chol HaMoed Pesach, the first evening, or what we have as the second night of Pesach, is when they cut the barley of that New Year's crop, and they begin counting the Omer towards Shavuos when a wheat carbon was brought on Shavuos. Once that barley was cut and offered the next morning on Chol HaMoed morning in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, that carbon omer allowed the current crop to be eaten and used by Klal Yisrael. However, until that carbon was brought, similar to like Pinyon HaBen and Bikurim, until something is brought and offered as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to thank Hashem for that year's crop was forbidden to be eaten. That is HaChadosh Aser Min HaTorah. Now, nowadays that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and the Karban, the halacha is, any time that day that the Karban could have been brought, but wasn't brought yet, and we hope the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and brought, so it's the Chadash, the new crop, is forbidden until the end of that day. But once the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach is over, everything that has grown previously, more than a third, things that already fully grew in the past year's crop, now becomes part of the past year. It becomes yashan, it becomes old. And that's why this time of year, pretty much everything out there in the market is considered yashan right now, is considered old. It's from pre-Pesach crop. And therefore, all the grain products now that are out in the market are permitted to be eaten. Anything growing or something that grew very little before Pesach and is now growing going forward, all of that new growth is going into the next year's produce and we'll have to wait for next year's Karban HaOmer in order for it to become permitted. So that's what Chadash and Yashan is. Chadash is the current year's crop, which is forbidden until the Karban HaOmer is brought. And once the Karban HaOmer, or the date of the Karban HaOmer passes, everything grown previously is now Yashan and permitted min haTorah. Now, many people look at this halacha as a chumrah, as an extra extreme stringency, but it's real, and it's me in the haTorah. There's a discussion if nowadays it's the Raisa de Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. The Psak halacha, according to most Baiskim, is that it's the Oraisa, even nowadays, even in Chutz Laretz. And the reason why it's not such a top, conversation that everyone's talking about and being careful with is really for two reasons. Number one is, it's not so easy to track grains, where they came from. So anytime you do get a grain product, it may be considered a suffix. We're not sure if it's actually from previous year's grains or from the current year. So since it's a suffix, we're dealing with a suffix deraisa, and if there is a general assumption that most of the products are not coming from that current year's growth, which may be the case, I'm not sure in America, but if there is such a majority, you have a suffix together with a rove, a majority, and therefore you're able to rely on the rove when you have a suffix. And therefore everything could be assumed to be old and be eaten, and there's nothing to worry about. This was the case pretty much for all growth that was going on in Europe. And this halacha almost became forgotten, besides for the people that were learning the Torah and aware of this. On a practical level, it was almost all forgotten, because in everyone's homes, it was impossible to track where anything was coming from in terms of the grains across Europe. And the delivery and the manufacturing systems took such a long time, you really had a suffix. It was an unknown and a real majority that things were old and permitted. However, once we come to America with modern-day tracking systems and manufacturing codes on products, things are much more trackable than they used to be. And therefore, there's a question if it's considered really a suffix nowadays. Perhaps since you're easily able to find out, or maybe it's not considered easy. You have to look it up on the go to the website and see it's the tracking codes and when they were made. So that is a shaila. If it's considered a valid suffix nowadays, or since it's trackable, it's not a suffix. It's like opening up a safer. It's like going outside, checking the weather. That's not called a suffix. So that's number one. Number two is, even if it is a suffix, it's not so clear if nowadays we could say that there's a majority of old products in the market. Since everything is so streamlined and quick to be produced, there may be a possibility that the majority of things in the market is actually new. Therefore, this is a halakha that has to be a concern nowadays, although at this time of year, there's certainly no issue. Right now, everything is pre-Pesach and permitted.